If you were described as singing like Pavarotti, entertaining like Frank Sinatra, then you'll know you've made it. Russell Watson. Russell, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Frank?
I am very well indeed, Russell. Very well indeed. The songs of the songs from the Heart Tour. It's exciting. It's successful, and it's on our doorstep.
It's right on your doorstep. We're heading over to you early December. Very excited. We've just been over to do a load of promo as well, and television, and all the rest of it, and. Yeah, it's going incredibly well. Love Ireland, love the people, love the audiences. We're doing some fantastic venues as well. So, yeah, brilliant. Really looking forward to it.
You must have got an amazing spring in your step when you read in the New York Times, he sings like Pavarotti, entertains the audience like Sinatra.
No, I wrote that.
But, you know, when you wake up in a hotel room and you see that, how do you feel?
Whenever you have to take the rough with the smooth, Frank, because sometimes, you know, people don't write nice things as well. So, you know, I take it all with a pinch of salt. I mean, it's an amazing compliment for somebody to sit down that's from a high-profile newspaper in the United States and write something like that. But I never take that type of stuff seriously. But it's a lovely comment to be made. So, it's nice. One piece of advice I'd give any new artist starting out is never believe your own media hype.
Yeah, it's important to realise other people can sing as well, other people can entertain as well. But the bottom line is, you know, Russell, when you can do what you can do, you must be very proud of it. What is it that motivates you most? Is it in the recording studio or out on tour?
I don't know, Frank. I mean, I love both for different reasons. I love the creativity of being in the studio and being there, you know, with your producer and with all the musicians, and you're creating something different and something new. Because everything that I do, I want to try to put my own mark on it, so to speak. But when you're on the stage, when you're in front of an audience, it's millisecond to millisecond. So you're in that moment right there, right then, on the stage, doing what I love the most. I can turn up at a gig, you know, I can turn up and I might have had a bad day, you know, had a bit of bad news, things aren't going particularly well, have a headache, whatever. I turn up at the side of the stage as the show's just about to start, walk on the stage, hear the roar of the audience, the light hits my face, and I'm off, all forgotten.
And when someone is, you know, but when you're referred to as the voice, you know, there's no hiding place. You're talking to someone who cannot hold a note, and I have such admiration. I have a young nephew who won a competition the other day for singing, and I envied him because he won it. When you speak to someone like you who can hold an audience and they're on your every syllable of what you're singing, it must be an incredible power to have.
It's a great feeling. I mean, one of the things, as well as the performance, one of my favourite things is having that connection with the audience. So when an audience comes to see me perform live, I want to take them on a journey. I'm sure you're aware, there's so much negativity in the world right now, probably more than there's ever been in my lifetime. And the idea of music, and particularly of my concert, is to try to, you know, for whether it be for a couple of hours, to take people away from that, take them on a journey, give them some nostalgia, give them something to think about, and take them away from, you know, all this negativity. And I think music does that better than anything else. You know, it takes you away. It can take you on journeys that you never imagined, you know, that would happen. I mean, it's amazing. You can be, you know, I think about, you know, music that sort of underpinned my life, and, you know, it doesn't matter where I am in the world, whether I'm in Bradford or Barbados, if I hear, say, for instance, The Jam, you know, Paul Weller come on the radio, immediately I'm transported back to my teen years, kicking a football around Princess Park in Earlham, and with my mates, because that music kind of underpinned that period in my life, and nothing else can transport you like music.
Yeah, but this is why they call you the people's tenor. We used to have here, Lord rest him, Alex Higgins, who is the snooker champion. He was the people's champion. He was a man from the streets. You know, you're sometimes the tenor can be a little bit aloof, a little bit posh. You've never, I suppose, forgotten where you're from.
Well, I've never left where I'm from. You know, I still live in Manchester. I'm still a Salford lad. I still see my mates from school. It's just that I happen to have, you know, travelled to some of the most beautiful places on the planet and sung at some incredible venues. And I consider myself to be a very lucky man, because first and foremost, I do something that I genuinely love. I don't even consider it work. It's something that I love and something that I totally believe in.
And so when do we see you in Belfast?
The date for Belfast, it's the 6th of December.
Lovely stuff. Waterfront Hall, 6th of December. You'll hold them in the palm of your hand, Russell, the palm of your hand. There's girls the length and breadth of the corridor now looking in to see if I'm going to be able to sort them tickets, but we'll get that all organised.
Fantastic. Cheers, Frank.
Russell, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
You're a star, mate. God bless.
Thank you. An amazing repertoire. He'll be entertaining you in the waterfront. Russell Watson. You'll see Russell with Pamela on the telly as well.